Hello, everybody, and welcome to this news live. It's the first time I do it, so it will be a bit like a test. During this live, I will try to do it every day from now on. I will take 2 to 3 to 4 news concerning crypto, NFT project, and also charity. Why charity? Because we are living in like a difficult time in Europe with the war in Ukraine. So an important part of this live and the next live, like tomorrow and after tomorrow, will concern Ukraine. This live, it's called 1221. Why 1221? Because there will be only 21 million Bitcoin ever. So that's why I call it 1221. And you can come every day at 1221 from Monday to Friday and see the replay here on this channel. We will start with a bit of news in the YouTube game. I discovered yesterday a video concerning Jake Paul, the brother of Logan Paul. I don't know if you know this YouTuber. His name is CoffeeZilla. He has a channel where he discussed a bit about some scams he analyzed. He's a bit like a detective in the YouTube game. He talked a lot about crypto and scams. And in this video, he described how Jake Paul, Logan Paul brother, succeeded to gain a lot of money from scams, crypto, and also NFT schemes project. He talked about how he successfully gained $2 million in cryptocurrency and NFTs from various projects that just did like a pump and dump. So it's a very, very interesting video. I very advise you to watch it. It's important for you to remember with this kind of influencers that everything they say, it's mostly because they earn money aside. And in this video, he explained how he tracked down not one, but two wallets of Jake Paul, because normally those guys, those influencers have open wallet when like a public wallet, when you can see what they are doing with their money and also their NFT, but they have like a back wallet where they do shady deals with some companies. I don't say every influencer are doing the same thing, but keep in mind that it's important to take a look. And because we are in the blockchain ecosystem and everything is public, you can directly check on their public address what's happening, and you can also try and work a bit as an inspector to find out where the money is going. As I mentioned early, we are now talking about Ukraine. Is an important topic those days because there's a war in Europe, in Ukraine, and we saw that an important part of the crypto and NFT community joined forces to help the Ukrainian citizen, the Ukrainian people, through a various way. Yesterday, I listened a space on Twitter with Vitalik, the Vice Prime Minister of Digital of Ukraine, and a lot of big people that are now helping Ukraine. And during this live, Vitalik told us that around $70 million has been transferred in different cryptos to Ukraine. The advantage of this technology in this kind of crisis is the fact that nobody can block a transfer, even if, for example, now in Ukraine, the bank ecosystem is very, like the national bank ecosystem, like is not very like sure and like strong. Everybody can use cryptocurrency inside the country. I created a little page called Crypto for Ukraine. I created this little page. I will try to update this page every day or every time there is a new wallet. In this page, we'll be able to find some link. It's a link tree to tweets and also websites Websites that have been checked by, for example, Vitalik or by the Ukrainian government. So on those links, you will be able to donate to help some organization on the ground that are helping the different communities on the ground. If you're listening in replay this live on Spotify, all those information will be in the description of this episode. Another important news about Switzerland. Switzerland actually said that they will freeze Russian crypto assets. How the hell can they do this? If you have your private key, they cannot block you. But if you're in some centralized exchanges and centralized apps in regulated by Switzerland, they will not allow transfer of crypto from Switzerland to another country. They can do it. Like, it's the real difference between centralized and decentralized. We can argue that it's a bit against the philosophy of blockchain, but it's also a way to learn a bit the evolution and how a country can affect this ecosystem and have a real impact, a geopolitical impact with crypto. Moving to the last part and the last news of the day is concerning Joe Biden. Joe Biden is planning sign an executive order on crypto this week. The White House has been working on the coordinating effort of different federal agencies since last year. I don't know if this executive order is linked to our news and the fact that nowadays, with this crisis, we saw the importance of crypto transaction internationally. But it will be interesting to follow up on this news to see a bit what will happen in the next few weeks. Thank you very much for listening to this first episode of 1221. My name is Alex. Subscribe to a blog interview. We share every week this news and also some description of project, crypto project, for example, Dogami.